pretty neat little deal. That way you don't have to worry about the temperature dropping too low out there in your greenhouse and, you know, killing some plants that you have started or whatnot. That's a real good deal. Now, we've got a small greenhouse here, but it's out away from the house. Haven't started anything in it this year. Normally I'll go out and start some seedlings out there, you know, to plant some tomato seeds and get the plants growing. And a couple other things I start from a plant instead of a seed. And, you know, most of the things I just put seed in the ground out here in the garden. But some of the things I like putting a plant out because I don't plant as many that way.
I agree completely, Gary. This is W4BFA. In fact, I've got a couple of plastic boxes full of seeds. I got a bunch of them, and I put them all in envelopes, like this envelope's tomatoes, this envelope's beets, this envelope is lettuce, that sort of thing. And I haven't, I've still got those to start sprouting here in another week or two at the latest. It's getting there. We're getting what they call the short time sort of situation. Anyway, I'll let everybody go here. This is W4BFA. Back to Net Control.
Well, good hearing from you. Like I said, I hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you're doing well, and you got a beautiful place up there. I'm going to have to come back up there and see your greenhouse. I think I've still got your phone number. I'll give you a call before I head that way just to make sure you're there. I don't want to be, you know, to drive up there and you not be there when I'm coming to visit. But I hope you're doing well. You take care. And I hope those lemon trees do real well for you. I'm anxious to hear how those are going to do. But appreciate you bringing that to us, and good talking to you as always. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Anyone for comments? Is there anyone else who would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS, KY4AO, I had a comment.
Here, Steven.
Quite catch all of what Pat was saying about lemon trees. I just heard mention of it when you came back. But I'm curious because I've been wanting to, I started getting into gardening and I planted a bunch of peach trees and apple trees, and I'm going to put in some raised beds and stuff like that and get into gardening, try to grow as much food as I can. Did he say he had some lemon trees that he planted in the ground, or were they in containers?
Steven, it is my understanding that he got some these trees from a guy that grows them down near Columbia, and they are supposed to be cold weather tolerant. The name of the tree is a Harvey, H-A-R-V-E-Y. It's a Harvey lemon tree. And you plant them in the ground. He said the guy that had them, his name is Stan McKenzie. And he thinks it was McKenzie Nursery, but he wasn't sure about that.
Now, I was just wondering if they would grow around here. But, you know, I'm wanting to plant anything that will grow like that around, you know, my property here. So, yeah, I was curious about lemons because I heard that they pretty much had to be grown in a container, and I didn't know there was a certain kind that would grow in the ground and do all right around here or what, you know. So, all right, thank you for coming back.
There, young man, that's what we're here for. Try to pass on a little information when we get it, but Pat's going to let us know how those trees do after he gets them up and gets them out and gets them planted. He lives up a little north of Traveler's Rest, so he lives up there at the foot of the mountain, and it's pretty chilly up there where he lives. Beautiful area, though. But sometimes it gets a little cooler up there than it does down here, down in this area. But as soon as we find out from him, we'll let you know.
Had some elderberry plants too, didn't he?
Yeah, Roger.
Do well around here?
Do not know. W4BFA, Pat, you still by?
Actually, elderberries grow wild around here. Unfortunately, there's a bunch of them up on the power line right away, just above the house, about three-quarters of a mile. On the big Duke Power, 20,000-volt power lines, and Duke Power hosed them all down with herbicides, so they're not there anymore. But, elderberries do well. You just got to make sure you get them in the ground and help them, establish a good root system before cold weather comes back. But, yeah, they're cold tolerant. Oh, down pretty low, really. I think the elderberries can grow down to about 15 degrees, I believe. And there may be others that are even more cold tolerant than what I am. Let me give a break here. Lemon trees, they are supposed to be tolerant down to 20 degrees, but I don't know whether that's going to be true or not. That, again, that also depends on what kind of root system the tree develops. And I'll probably try to figure out some way to put a protective cover on them, like a mini greenhouse, this next winter when they're their first winter in the ground, and then after that they'll probably be all right. Although, if it gets down around 15 or that kind of thing, which we do see here, but rarely. Just a few days ago when it hit 20 degrees outside, but you also have to, we're on the south side of a hill, so I have that advantage of being on the sunnier side of this hill here, so, again, it's an experiment. They may not do well. The four I bought, I'll probably leave one in a pot and put that in a greenhouse next winter, and then I'll probably plant the other three in the ground. W4BFA.
This is KY4AO. I'm trying to grow as many fruits and that will grow, fruits, berries, whatever, fruit trees, berries, nut trees, whatever I can plant, that will provide food for me in my yard. So far I planted fig, blackberries, mustard done, peach trees that I just planted, and I've got some blueberry bushes that I set out. Some of them in their second year, I'm not sure exactly how well they're going to do, because I had to add some acid fertilizer to them because they like really acidic soil, and I don't think my soil was quite acidic enough for them. But I'm hoping I've amended it enough where they will survive and do well. But I was just curious about that because I'm just trying to find different things, so I have a variety of things growing in my yard that keep providing food, and I want to try to supplement, my food at home for, stuff where I don't have to buy at the grocery store, So anyway, I'm looking at some raised gardens as well.
Well, I'm right there in your camp as far as providing food. In fact, my wife plants flowers from time to time. I don't plant flowers at all unless you can eat them. And I don't have that many of those. So, in fact, I don't remember having any flowers like that. Right here close to the deck, right in the corner, I had my deck is shaped like an L shape. And in the corner of the L, I've got... five, I think, blueberry plants, and they're about on their fifth year, and they pump out the berries big time. The only thing is, you do have to prune them about every 3 years, give or take, or that keeps them producing them more berries than otherwise they'd have. All of mine are southern low bush blueberries except one, and I bought that one because it puts out big blueberries, but it doesn't do that well. It loses its leaves every winter. The other blueberries, the southern blueberries, they keep their leaves pretty much all winter long. So I've got rhubarb not very far from the steps, down from the deck, and then out back behind the house I've got raspberries, blackberries. Oh, and I got a couple fig trees, too. Figs can do well up here if you pick the right variety.
I do a lot of that here at the house as well. But thanks, Pat, for helping us out, and thanks, Stephen, for the questions, and I hope everything goes well over there with you. Do we have anyone else with anything else they would like to add, or any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Just anyone for comments? Is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS. Wrap it up this evening. Appreciate all you fine folks that came in and checked in with me tonight. Come back again tomorrow night. And Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling. Give him a good dose of Rider's Cramp. And I'll file my net report electronically, and then we'll finish closing the net out. Folks, had a grand total of 66 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land, all the ones that make the net. Come back again tomorrow night and give Mr. Matt, WG4MC, a good dose of Rider's Cramp. This is KI4DOS now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS clear.
DOS, this is KI4MRA.
MRA, hey, go ahead.
Hey, Gary, what you know about these here cobweb antennas? Have you heard any any kind of reviews or anybody locally that has used it?
I don't know of anybody that has the cobweb. I know some folks that have the hex beams. They seem to enjoy those real well. They said they work real well. I have not had the opportunity to use one myself.
I got a fan dipole up right now for HF. I really can't the way my yard is. You walk out the back door, it's flat, and it goes up about 8 foot. And, you know, about 30 foot away is a tree. And it does okay. Don't get me wrong. I have made numerous DX contacts, but I'm just looking for something a little better. The hex beam, of course, when I move, that's definitely going to be an option, or a full set of beams. So I'm just kind of trying to look for something I can maybe throw up on, you know, on a 20-foot pole beside the house or something, you know, in my cramped little space here. So that's why I was asking.
Well, like I said, I don't know of anybody that's got one or has used one, but I'll keep my eyes and ears open. If I hear of anybody, I'll let you know. Like I said, the hex beam, I do know several people that have those. I'm trying to think. W4EEY, Mr. Gary, I think has one of those, if I'm not mistaken. And Pete really enjoys his. So if you hear W4 Echo Yankee on a 2 meter, give him a holler and he can tell you more about it than I can.
Appreciate that, Gary. Do you have any suggestions for a small area like I have?
I don't know. I guess an inverted V would probably be good. I don't know how much or how big an area you have over there in reality. I just built me a new antenna. It's an InFit 8010. It's 134 feet long. I know you don't have enough room for that. But that thing really works real well. I've got several different plans for different antennas. I've got the plans that they call a mini loop. I got up a super loop out there, and it's you need 100 feet between the trees to hang it. The mini loop takes about half of that space. You know, when you get into tight spaces, you get a little bit limited.
I'm just fortunate enough that I can actually put up the biggest run of wire I have is for a 40-meter dipole. I've got three wires out there, and I can pretty much cover from 40-meter all the way down to 6-meter. Just had some problems with 40 meters actually tuning with my Yaesu base radio, and I'm pretty sure it's because of the impedance. I need to go out there and work on it a little bit. But, yeah, when I move, I'm actually probably going to get like a full set, like a step IRs or something like that, maybe also a hex beam. I plan on spreading out once we leave this place.
And that completely. Gosh, well, I've got up here at the house, I've got a set of Mosleys. It's a T833. It was a three element, and me and a couple other hams got together, and we made it a four element. Added some coils, two extra coils for that, a second driver. And then I put the 40-meter add-on kit on it, and now it covers 10 through 40. 10, 12, 15, 17, 20, and 40. It does real, real well with a low SWR. But that, you got to have, well, you could put it on a 20-foot pole. You may have to put a couple of guy wires up there as your rotator, but something like that. But there again, that hex beam, there's another guy. I can't remember his call. His name, oh gosh, I know where he lives, but I can't think of his call sign. He put up a hex beam. His name is Joe. It's not KK4JD. It's another Joe. But he He's got a hex beam. If you're, gosh, what is the name of that road? Over there at McDonald's, there on 29. If you turn up, go up beside McDonald's, you'll go up that road just a little ways, and there's another road that goes off to the right. That's the road he lives on. And you can probably see his hex beam from the road.
I think I know where you're talking about. That's literally like right around the corner from me. I'd say less than as the crow flies, probably 3/4 of a mile to a mile maybe. I think he's over there close to the Greer High School football stadium, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I don't know. I don't know where the Greer High School football stadium is at anymore. I've been too long since I've been over in that neck of the woods. And things have changed quite a bit. I've been retired for December will be 6 years, and I hadn't been over that way in just about that length of time. So yeah, that gives you some idea how quick the area changes.
Yeah, the other thing limiting me to, leaning towards that cobweb, it's not a big footprint, really. In reality, it's not. It can be tuned for each band, so I wouldn't have to have a tuner on the other side of my amp once Gabriel gets done repairing it for me.
Deal. The only thing I'd be careful with on these on the hex beams and the cobweb antennas and those sort of thing, some of those are not rated for much more over 300 watts, I don't think. There's some of them that are, but there's some of them that you have to watch the power rating on them.
Yeah, copy that. I'm looking at the MFJ one. I don't remember the model number right off, but it's the 6-band one, I believe it is. They say that with the new 4-to-1 Ballon on it, it can actually handle up to 1,500 watts. In all actuality, Gary, I'm only going to be pushing probably somewhere, I'd say, between 300 to maybe 600 watts, and that's going to be it.
DOS with KI4MRA. Well, that would probably be fine. Like I said, I would just be careful and watch the power rating on some of them, depending on which one you decide on. If you can get over there to Joe's, what is his call? I think his call is a 9 call, but I can't remember it off the top of my head. It's been too long. His wife's name's Terry. I can see his house, and I can see him and his wife, but he's a real, real nice fella. He was a member of the club here a good while back. I don't know if he's still a member or not. I haven't looked at the roster, but he had a double lung transplant and was doing well the last time I talked with him. That's amazing to go through that type of surgery and do as well as he did, or is doing, or last time I talked with him, which has not been too long ago. But if you ever get by there and you see his beams, you'll see it. It's up on a small tower, a little Rod 25 tower that tilts over. But it's a hex beam, and it's small, and it's relatively lightweight as far as the weight goes.
Yeah, they are pretty lightweight, and in this area, we don't really have to worry about the snow. Snow ropes or snow wires or whatever it is. I forget what it's called, Gary. But if you remember his call sign or any contact info, just shoot me an email. It's mycall@hotmail.com. I can always, when I'm home one day, I can run over there since he's real close by the house.
Look around, and I'm sure it's here someplace. I've got his contact information here. If I can find it, that's the problem. My ham shack looks like a disaster area. But I'll look for it, and when I find it, I'll shoot you an email.
Scoot Gary. Look, man, I know it's getting late. I'm going to let you run. My son actually just showed up, KO4NNH, a few minutes ago, so we're sitting out here playing with my new radio. Going to get it all fully mounted up and programmed up. Gary, you take care. Tell Ms. Joy I said hello, and it was a pleasure talking with you. 73 is KI4DOS. This is KI4, am I right?
Make sure I got your email right. It's mra@hotmail.com.
Yeah, that's correct, Gary. That's correct. KI4MRA@hotmail.com.
All righty, buddy. I'll do it. I'll shoot you an email. Tell the other friend I said hello, and I hope y'all have a good visit.
And yes, we are. We've got a few things to go over here. A few things plaguing my mind and his mind, so we're going to have it out. Anyway, Gary, pleasure. Again, 73 is KI4MRA. Clear.
Have a good evening, and we'll talk at you later. KI4MRA, KI4DOS, clear.